All right, Josh. Your team went, what, 0-3 today?
1-2.
1-2.
We lost on a controversial call to Rodgers.
That was controversial.
Game three, T.O. decided to show up for the last 3 minutes.
So yeah, T.O. Yeah. T.O. was getting double teamed all day
second
today.
Second best player.
All right, we're speaking of receivers right now. Bill's making some signings and receivers. You got Curtis Samuel, dog.
That's your guy.
Yep, that's my guy. Curtis Samuel's a dog.
You guys played together in Carolina?
Carolina and Washington.
He was on my team at the Nike opening when he was a junior in high school.
I know.
As an athlete. Yeah.
Oh, Sick Flex, you went to the opening?
Sick Flex. I coached at it. I didn't get invited.
I know you're looking at draft guys. I know you always look at draft receivers. Who's a couple guys you love coming out in the draft this year?
Receiver-wise?
Yeah, receivers.
Where
you're picking late, right? 28,
yeah,
29.
Yeah, not like the guys that probably won't be there.
You can like them.
Yeah, I think the top three guys, Malik Nabers, Romo Dunze, and Marvin Harrison Jr., all three pretty great prospects. Then you get to that kind of second-ish tier, if you will, of Brian Thomas, Adonai Mitchell. I think Keon Coleman, Troy Franklin, Xavier Worthy are all there. Xavier Leggett, did you guys hear him talk?
No. What is it?
He's got the biggest Southern draw I've ever heard in my entire life. It is. He seems like.
I love it.
I'll tell you what, to watch these guys at the combine, some big, fast, big, tall, heavy, fast dudes. It was pretty impressive to watch. So.
You guys played together last year. It's your sixth year in the system. A new guy comes in because you lose Gabe Davis. So whoever you do add, any of those names, they get drafted by the Bills. They start. Like, what's that process like? You know, a lot of people watch the show are football fans who pay attention. What's it like getting a rookie up to speed? Not just where they run the offense, but like you trust them on third down. What's that process like?
Yeah, it's a tough system. But again, I think even getting bringing in Curtis, right? Making sure in OTAs we're sitting down talking. I'm extremely excited to play with him. I've been watching him for a while. Obviously, we've had a lot of talks for a while. Of guys that do things the right way, and I think that his name kept constantly coming up, and I'm very excited for that. But just sitting down, talking with whoever we bring in, making sure that we're on the same page, because you could talk about the X's and O's as much as you want, but if the quarterback and the receiver or tight end aren't seeing eye to eye, doesn't matter if he's at the right depth. It doesn't matter. You got to make sure that body language is speaking to us. You know, you're giving me your eyes when you want the ball. I'm putting it at a certain spot on a certain route. Little things like that take a while to produce.
Yeah, it probably feels like a long time ago, but you're the seventh pick of the draft. You play your rookie year. You had injuries, all the things that you go through as a rookie. Then you make a jump your second year, right, and then a major jump your third. Talk about Dalton Kincaid, right? First-round pick, had a really good rookie year. But now he knows. Knows what the week's like, knows what the offseason's like. How's this going to look for Dalton Kincaid? And I know Dawson Knox, you got a great tight end room, but the second year of your first-round pick, last year.
I mean, I think Dalton as a rookie came in. I think he broke all the rookie receiving records for the Buffalo Bills as a tight end. So I think that this guy's potential is through the roof. He's a smart, smart guy.
He's awesome, dude. He's the best.
Awesome. He's the boy. He really is. He just does things the right way. And, you know, when you have guys that consistently do things the right way, that don't complain, that only care about winning football games, no matter what it takes, I'm going to go in there and block a safety. I'm going to go in there and block a linebacker. Get this defensive edge so we can spring our running back. You find those guys in the right spots, and they tend to make the most of their opportunities. And I think of a guy like Khalil Shakir, who second-year player, who wasn't asked to do a whole lot last year, wasn't asked a whole lot to do a whole lot at the beginning of the year this year, but again, kept his head down, kept working, and you saw him kind of flourish at the end of the year, and I think that we're going to keep that momentum rolling.
Yeah, I remember when you guys came out to throw last offseason, and I'm kind of like, Kyle, who's that guy? And Kyle was the one who's like, dude, this guy can end up being talking about Khalil.
Well, I was throwing to Khalil. He was my preseason guy, and then he ends up being one of the best receivers on our team last year. And you go back to Dalton too. When you say he plays the game the right way, it's the things that show up on tape but that people don't watch, chasing the ball, first person there, helping the ground on is getting tackled. That was one of the best things about our offense last year was guys surrounding the ball. And I think Dalton, he's been out here in the offseason too, hanging out. He's the boy. Speaking of offseason, you got a great schedule. You always have a great schedule in the offseason. You got a lot of stuff coming up. You just started having a calendar, which is great. Congratulations to you.
Writing stuff down is pretty cool. Yeah. And actually, I'll tell you what. If anybody out there is struggling with just maintenance.
Look to the camera.
Camera one, camera two.
And I'm looking at myself, right to the camera.
If you get an actual calendar and write it down, it makes it feel real. It's
mind-blowing.
When you type it in your phone, a calendar.
Yeah, that's not real.
It's like Venmo. It's like Venmo Venmo money or Cash App money.
It's
it doesn't
real.
Feel real when you Cash App and Venmo somebody. But when you write it down, that's cash. That's like, yeah. I see it.
Yeah,
I
see it. Between a chip and a dollar. Yeah.
I got to be here at this day. Why would I go here on that day? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So it actually makes it a little bit better, and I'm on the train now. It's pretty cool.
I remember when I was 19, and I experienced that same thing. Yeah,
19's early.
It's early.
You got a lot of stuff coming up. What's, like, before the season starts, what's the thing you're most excited about?
Before the season starts?
Yeah.
Your wedding.
There we go. That was a trick question. Yeah. That was a trick question. All right, after my wedding.
Real quick, though. You talked about guys need to take advantage of opportunities. Let's rewind the clock, like, 8 days, okay? The three of us and some of our other best friends are on an incredible golf trip at an undisclosed location. You two, head to head.
Yeah, don't do that.
Four shot lead.
Don't do this.
We're playing match play.
Up four with four left.
Tell us, break this down. What's happening?
So, we're on hole 15. And he makes, it's the par three, right? Or is that 16?
We played 36 a day for 3 days. It was all a blur.
Par four that I hit it into the sand.
15, par four. He hits it into the sand. I get up. I two putt for I caught the edge to make par. And I looked at the caddy, Rob, and I go, Rob.
Rob's the man.
It's slightly cracked. The door is slightly cracked. 16, he hits it into the sand. I hit mine on the green. He's like plugged in this weird lie. He's like gets down. He hits this unbelievable shot, puts it to about 8 feet. I trickle mine down to about 6 feet. He misses his, so I got to make mine. All he's got to do is tie a hole. I make my putt. We go to 17. I freaking stripe show. I put one up there. He goes out in the whatever.
I hit a good shot, and I duff my chip, which is even worse.
Another way is he crumbles.
Conceded. Okay. We get on 18. I hit one left into the sand, and I stick one to about 8 feet. And I rolled it in for birdie. So I went.
Sandy Bird?
Sandy
I didn't
Bird.
Know that.
I went two
you didn't tell me that.
So guess what happened, though? At the end of it, it's a tie. You didn't win. It's a tie.
It's a tie, but I'll tell you what. Being down four with four left and tying is a absolute victory.
That was the biggest victory I've ever seen your chest be. It was like
I was peacocking.
You had ILS. You had like
and
imaginary lats.
I hate to throw him under the table, but Kyle looked at me after we're sitting down waiting for you guys, and he looks at me and goes, I haven't been this sad in a long time.
On your own bachelor party.
In years.
It was like the highest of highs. It was like one of the better weeks ever.
Like, obviously, we're seeing you guys. It's like, what's the score over there? And Kyle's like, I'm up four. just
probably just like that, too.
Chipping
like
away.
A big four. Yeah. Like, tons of separation in the fingers, you know?
No.
Oh,
God damn it.
Go on.
Dirty. All right, former roomie, thanks for joining us again, brother. Love
thank
you.
Guys, appreciate
thank
it.
You so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. All right.